And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, are we going to have a fun show today? Pete is out in Montana trying to sneak one more trip in there before it gets too cold to catch those trouts. But, man, do we have a good one for you today. It's Wayne Cotto and myself hanging out, talking fishing with you. We're going to be having a great time. Wayne fresh back from a trip to Japan. Lots of great fishing coming forward. And, man, do we have a great week of fishing to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup. So much going on. Good fishing info. Tackle days coming up. The great local bite that's happening right now. Huge marlin, big swords, Cabo. You got a great show coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or the all-electric Lightning, find the truck that will meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, the 2025 Super Duty, the rugged Ford Ranger, and the versatile Ford Maverick, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
If you're into saltwater fishing, Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers' reps teaching and showing the latest product. Join our free casting contest and show your surface iron casting skill. Amazing seminars by some of top names in the business. A huge raffle benefiting Rollo's Kids. It's our biggest sale of the year. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 1st.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have Fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Yeah, you heard it right. Ricky and myself are in the studio fresh back from Japan. Boy, was that a long 2 weeks, Ricky.
Cool, man. What a cool trip that was, huh?
It was phenomenal. It was a once-in-a-lifetime, and possibly I'm going to repeat that a couple of times after that. It was just, it seemed longer than 2 weeks because we were everywhere.
You packed a lot in.
We packed it all in. We did everything from the sightseeing, the tours, the shrines, to museums, and then we ate everywhere. And anybody who follows me on Facebook knows it was the food tour galore. Everything that was on the list that you wanted to try in Japan, we tried.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was a phenomenal trip. I would do that again in a heartbeat.
And you said everything from street vendor to convenience store to 200-year-old restaurant and everything in between.
The vending machines.
Really?
That whole thing about there's a vending machine everywhere, okay, and you can buy almost anything in a vending machine, it was real.
No kidding.
Could buy ramen out of a vending machine. The funniest one was we were walking back to the hotel one night, and we were going down this alley, and all of a sudden this bright red glow came from a vending machine in the back of a parking lot.
Okay.
And we walked over and go, is that really a sriracha machine in Japan? Because they really don't do the hot sauce thing, right? So we walked over and we had to try it.
Oh, that's
so funny. We bought the little thing and it says Sriracha Japan on it. And it was like out in the middle of nowhere down a dark alley. It was so weird.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, what a fun trip. And you said you got to check out a lot of fish and tackle and even the fish markets. And
yeah, I got to go see the fish market a couple of places up in out of Tokyo and then down in Osaka went out. And got to see the auction for the tuna,
cool.
live,
oh, how cool.
The fresh and the frozen.
Yeah.
And attached to the one had the produce market also. So got to see all of the fruits and vegetables also being sold and auctioned off.
A cool deal.
It was very cool. And it was set up for the tourists up above on that second one. It had the decks on the second floor to go around. They really took care of you there. They had places to go eat for the not only the people that work there, but for the tourists too. So you can go get fresh fish right there
that came
from the wholesaler right there.
And mostly big tuna.
A little bit of everything. It was interesting. They had fresh tuna up to like 150 pounds, and then they had frozen tuna from 40 pounds to 300 pounds.
Wow.
And those frozen ones are flash frozen hard. And what we heard from one of the guys there was they can hold those frozen ones in their freezer up to 2 years.
Yeah, I found that so interesting. You were telling me that this morning that, like, in the best of ways that you sometimes don't know how fresh the fish that you're eating is because they have the ability of keeping it at a high level for so long.
Yeah, on that type of fish. Everything else, if you know all the local fish, that's all fresh.
Okay.
Is what we found. And then the shrimps and all that kind of stuff. It was all fresh. So that was very good.
But they could keep a tuna, you said, for 2 years.
In the frozen
the
ones.
Deep state of frozen.
Right.
Wow.
Rock hard.
What a trip that is.
It's so fun to watch them go and do the analysis. Every buyer going by the tail of the fish, poking a piece, checking out the fat content, tasting it, checking out, you know, how the flavor profiles and everything, and then they're grading them as they're going down the line. And every buyer is doing the same thing to that back end of that fish. So it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. So I have to ask you a question. I already got a text from Dallas, already from the show this morning, and she wanted me to ask Wayne if he went into any 7-Elevens at 3 a.m.
The 7-Eleven Family Mart Lawson's thing that you see on the internet is real.
It's a real thing.
It's real.
Okay.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They get restocked on a regular basis. The whole egg salad sandwich between 7-Eleven, Lawson's, and Family Mart, the fried chicken, the fresh smoothies that you make, the frozen smoothie is in the cup, you put it in the machine and make a smoothie right there, the onigiri, which is the rice balls with all the different fillings, ramen you can make, the bento boxes, they have everything. If you got stuck at the train station, missed the last train and needed a shirt, or a tie, or socks, or whatever, they have those for sale. It was a little bit of everything.
That's
and then you could also get all your snack food, all your junk food. You can buy alcohol 24 hours a day, all the different beers, all the
sochu,
all of the, they do these, the whiskey highballs there, and they're in a can. I mean, just a little bit of everything. And trust me, we tried a little
and
bit of everything.
And you did it all.
And then the desserts. When they talk about there's this waffle ice cream sandwich, that's a waffle on the outside, chocolate on the inside, and vanilla ice cream, and it's crunchy. The waffle is crunchy, and the ice cream is so silky smooth. Now, I'm lactose intolerant. I couldn't do it, but my family did.
I love it.
It was really good, she said. And then they have, like, the flan custards, the puddings. They have all the different, the fresh mochi that gets pounded fresh there. So good. So tender.
Take you back.
Oh, in a heartbeat. I'm drooling.
What a fun trip, Wayne.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
and 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That's cool.
And we went everything from Tokyo, Osaka, Yokohama, Nagoya, Kyoto. We did the whole dress up in the kimonos
all.
And took pictures. And
that's awesome, buddy.
We toured and did everything. We did the Toyota Current and Future Innovation Museum. We went to the cup of noodle factory and had custom cup of noodles made. You know, just a little bit of everything. We went to all the different shrines and temples.
Great.
It was just a little bit of everything. And the whole Shibuya and Shinjuku crossing, that whole, you know, Times Square kind of feel.
Okay.
It's real.
That's awesome.
1,000 people crossing at the same time, day or night. It's just, it's insanity.
Wow.
The train station where you're just a sardine walking down with everybody else. It's real. Where they talk about lining up. It's real.
Okay.
Going down an escalator in Tokyo, you go down the left side and they walk down the right side. You do not stand in the middle.
Okay.
You do not block. And then down in Osaka, it's the opposite.
Okay.
And that is real. And so they actually have lines and they tell you, stay left, stay right. When you're going up and down those stairs, and there's stairs everywhere, they tell you, the section will say, I have arrows going up or down. You do not go the opposite.
Across.
And
wow.
You just get in line and you go. And it's
work.
Very organized. We did the bullet trains, the regular local train line. We did the subways, the buses. And you have to learn those maps. But you don't need a car.
That's
you
great.
Absolutely
yeah.
don't need a car to get around Japan.
Cool.
It's so cool.
Well, that's awesome. Well, boy, that sounds like a fantastic trip. And can't wait to hear more about the tackle and all the fun you had over there. And speaking of fun over here, boy, what another great week of fishing where you just – it has that feeling – you know, at least in the tackle store, you can feel the pace of our fishermen starting to wane, and our fishing is on the ramp up. You know, we had another just great week of fishing. I always joke that if the level of fishing that was happening right now was in May, that parking lot would be so full you couldn't put another car in it. But a really good week of bluefin tuna fishing. A lot of school grade fish up on the shallows, on the banks, you know, fishing on the anchor, both daytime and nighttime action. I know we had our Let's Talk Hookup 2-day trip on board the Liberty Go this week, and we're gonna have Dave Dolan call us later in the show and tell us all about that. But I mean, limits of fishing on that, and there's just been some big fish out to the west, and it's been a really, really good week of fishing. And man, if you're a guy, like I know my co-host sitting across from me, has got a multi-day trip coming up later this year, man, are you in for a good one, Wayne.
I cannot wait.
I know you're going on our Let's Talk Hookup Royal Polaris trip.
8-day in December.
And man, it is just that 7 to 10 day fishing right now is just spectacular. It's so cool.
I'm knocking wood right now because right now it looks like our season is back, 4 to 6 weeks, and it's weather pattern, which lines up perfect for that December trip.
It's just great. You know, I mean, I know the searcher came back and from their last long one. I know every single passenger had at least one, most of them multiple wahoos. I know the angler was the same thing. The grade of tuna at the rocks. We got to talk to Captain Renee from the Shogun for a while when they were in between their last trips, and he was sending everybody up to the store to buy 60 and 80 and 100-pound fluorocarbon. He said it was they might as well have been at Clarion. Anchor down at Alejos Rocks, fishing tuna in the daylight that were averaging 100 pounds. You know, some a little below, some a little above, but he said about all 100-pounders, biting 80-pound on the fly line, and most of the day they had between 5 and 7 going at once. Like, you know, like one very small tick under wide open, like exactly how you'd want it. You got a good bait and you cast it out, it got a bite every time.
Controlled chaos.
Oh,
I love it.
Sounds so good right now. Tropics, good weather, just, he said kite was getting bit full speed, 2 full rotations in a day. Just, oh man.
Not only Clarion, but Hurricane is like that too. It
sounds so good.
You know, I got to wait for 2 months, man. That's a long 2 months.
There's a lot of, yeah. There's
I'm going to be jonesing.
There's some really good fishing going on, and we're looking forward to talking about it today. It's just going to be a fun show. And, we always enjoy these shows so much. It's just going to be Wayne and myself, and we're going to be talking fishing. And if you've got questions, man, we want to give you the answers. Obviously, we're so fortunate to have Wayne be part of our team, so well-versed in all the things that's going on. Even in retirement, he's the busiest guy that I know with your hat and all the different rings. So, yeah, it's going to be a great show, just talking fishing, hanging out, and talking with you.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So we actually have a texter that came through this morning. It says, good morning, gentlemen. My question today is about dropper loop fishing. He's going on a yellowtail with yellowtail on the squid bed. I've been on a few trips to Clemente this year with big yellows, and it seems that they're eating the dropper loops on the squid at the gray light. The question is, what can I do to give myself any type of competitive advantage when playing with the dropper loop? And that's Eric in Pomona.
You know, I don't know. There's a randomness to bottom fishing that you have to overcome. I think the competitive edge, the only thing that you can give yourself is to make sure you take advantage when your bite comes. You know, in terms of dropper loop fishing, I mean, you want to do a few things to prepare yourself in terms of bigger yellowtail fishing. And one of those would be to get away from, you know, make your rigging appropriate. So when you do get your bite, you don't lose your opportunity. And the first thing I think of is you don't want to tie the rockfish style dropper loop if you're going to be catching a fish that's, you know, in excess of 25 and 30 pounds. You want to tie some sort of a dropper loop where the strength is in your knot is going towards your hook. It's a little bit of a difficult thing to describe over the radio show, but a traditional rockfish dropper loop, the barrel of that knot is where the strength is. And so on a rockfish dropper loop, your hook comes out of the middle of the knot. So when you're pulling pressure on it, it kind of folds the knot in half and weakens it. Or if you tie like a surgeon's or a rose knot or any of those types of things, you'll see like your hook is pointed out the bottom or the same direction that the barrel is pointing. So tie yourself a dropper loop that's at least appropriate for that. And then, you know, if you're fishing squid, fishing mackerel, fishing sardine, appropriate hook size. If you are fishing squid, enough sinker to hold that thing and anchor them to the bottom, you know, that can be a problem. Even if sometimes you're not in that deep of water, where you would think, oh, 4 or 6 ounces should be fine. If you're fishing a big bait, you need to remember that you need to keep that bait anchored, which isn't always a good thing. So a heavy enough sinker to keep yourself there. And then just be ready to yank and crank when you do get your opportunity. In terms of getting a bite, I don't know that I have the secret magic thing to, you know, make yourself look better than the dropper loop next to you. But I just think be very prepared for it so that when it does come, you take advantage of everyone you get. What do you think, Wayne?
I think the Tackle Days is coming up, and there are going to be a lot of seminars, and that'd be a good one to come and listen and talk to.
Yeah, you know, I mean, right off the bat, Frank Lopresti will be doing a seminar on Tackle Days at 9 o'clock, and I don't know that there's many men alive that have seen more yellowtail bites happen than that, so that'll certainly be a good one. And Captain Matt Brawla from the San Diego will be doing a seminar with us on Saturday, and, you know, you can pick his brain. That it'll be unfair. He'll be there with the whole team from Two Fish Jigs. But the opportunity to talk to the guys is certainly there, and all the folks that are be around and the boats, it's a great call.
Yeah, and Eric, you're out of Pomona, so if you want, we had Brian Wynn on the show, and Brian's doing a bunch of seminars, and there may be one up by you coming up. And he goes small one-on-one type seminars. He's doing those ones online now, so you might be able to connect with one of those and get a little bit more help with what you're looking for.
That's a great call.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show coming for you today. And, man, we would just love to have you participate. If you want to join us this morning here on Let's Talk Hookup, we'd love to hear from you. We got Kyle standing by at the fam this morning. And if you want to give us a call, it's 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Kyle standing by at the fan. And if somebody wants to send us a text, we already have text messages pouring through. If you want to join us on the text this morning, the only way that you can do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. We say it all the time. It's a free download. Very easy to reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when you include your question, or when you send us your text question, make sure you include your contact info, because, man, Wayne, what a special prize we are getting to give away today. We kind of teased it last week, but we have something very special for one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show.
That CalStar rod right there. I was on the plane listening to the archives, and I heard it, and I went, I need that rod. I need that rod so bad. It is a CalStar GG 278C.
Yep. So this, you know, we've been talking quite a bit about how fun it has been since, you know, Chris has kind of taken the reins over at CalStar and really allowed John to just get to make cool rods and then produce cool things. And this is just yet another one of those things that we've been talking about, something they've been working on. And it was something that, you know, we all heard kind of happen here on Let's Talk Hookup. And during that stretch of time when anchovy was our prevalent bait and we had a few weeks of it was just anchovy, and, boy, you would think listening to the show or listening, you know, to the scammering around the docks people, you'd think that we were never going to see another sardine again for the rest of our lives. But we definitely had a window of time when small bait and anchovy was the bait of choice, and heard Mark Wish during his report talk about how nice it would be to have a new version of a 270. Now, this GG line is not something new to CalStar. It's a proven, excellent series of rods. When John and Chris were on last time, they were talking about the GG rods are a graphite and fiberglass composite rods, much like the Graphiters are a graphite and fiberglass composite rod. The big difference is these GG series have a higher percentage of fiberglass than they do graphite. So you get that very soft, very comfortable, kind of more spongy feeling that a fiberglass rod gives you, but you still have the lightweight nature, the better lifting power, those killer Fuji guides. Like, you've got a lot of the benefit. It's just a very cool blend of the two. Different from a graphiter, often a little bit slower. And one of the most popular rods in that lineup that has been around since the beginning of the GZ series is the 278-foot heavy. It is like a fantastic all-around live bait school size fish rod. Great. I love it. 278-foot heavy, one of my favorites ever. Mark was asking for a regular 270 non-heavy, something that was not available in that lineup. And the reason is because this regular 270 has such a soft tip section. It is a fantastic rod for casting a light, smaller bait. The rod loads very well with very little weight behind it. You don't need to have something big and heavy to bend this thing when you're making your back cast to allow the rod to load. But there's still enough guts in there to deal with big fish, whether it's big coastal fish, or you're trying to catch a tuna on a smaller bait. It's just perfect. And so we remember Mark, you know, kind of talking about that, and Chris and John do what they did, and they came down to Fisherman's, and I'm sure a bunch of other great tackle stores as well, with several prototypes, thinking, okay, this is what we're after. We need a rod that's lighter, and it's a little slower, and it's a little spongier, but it's got to handle big fish. What do you guys think about all these different blanks? And all of them had very similar characteristics, but were all uniquely different a little bit, and CalStar did what they did, and they kind of whittled away all the different interpretations until they felt they had the perfect one, which became the GG 270 8-foot C, and it is just, they nailed it. I mean, they just nailed it. Such a great rod. And the thing that I really like about this one, too, is most everything that comes in a factory version on an 8-foot rod has a deckhand-style grip, you know, cork tape or smooth shrink or whatever it is. This rod has the traditional Hypalon in a reel seat, and I thought that was so smart because in this new world of anchovy is going to be a thing for us at some point. It clearly isn't now. Sardine is back. Everingham Brothers killing it as they always are. But anchovy at some point is going to be the predominant bait again, and I think it's going to be very interesting to see which reel comes out on top because it's not like the old days where you had a Squidder Junior. Or a Newell, and that was kind of it, you know, a Daiwa SL or whatever it would be.
Yeah.
Now there's a lot of great options. You know, you might go Trinidad 14, you might go Tranx 400, you might fish a Twin Power. I mean, there's a lot of really cool things. Not necessarily everything that is made to fish, you know, with a clamp and a deckhand style rod. I mean, a GG 270 with a Tranx 400 all day long. All day long, that's going to be cool. So I just think they did an awesome job. This brand new rod is just now available, and one lucky caller or texter is going to win a brand new CalStar GG 2. You basically can't buy it. It is that brand new, the first one I ever got to lay my eyes on. We don't even have one on the rack at the tackle store yet. The first one I ever got to see is one that's going to be in some listener's arsenal after today, and you'll get to pick up that rod at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. So, again, an awesome opportunity at one of the greatest rods from one of the best manufacturers, CalStar GG 270 8-foot regular, to one lucky caller or texter. Again, if you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973, or send us a text. You can text the show at the Let's Talk Hookup app. Make sure, I'm going to say it again, put that name and phone number down, because if you win that big prize, we want to make sure to get it to you.
I'm so jealous right now. This rod, I'm looking at it right here, and it's just beautiful, and it's going to be the perfect SoCal inshore, offshore, local bank rod. It's, what is it, like a 30-pound, 25, 30-pound rod?
I would call a GG 270 more of like a true 20-pound rod.
20-pound, yeah.
Like I like the 278-foot heavy as like a 25 to 30. The rating on this rod is 12 to 30, and I think they nailed that perfectly. Like, it's a, to me, that is the perfect 20-pound outfit.
Man.
This thing, Trinidad 14, all day long.
Tranx 400. Hey, well, when we come back, we're going to be taking your calls and your texts, and we'll be talking more fishing. When we come back, we're listen live on Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out Dana Landing.com for more details.
Anyone that's been to the Eastcape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner Chris and my buddies when fishing in the Eastcape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the Eastcape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the Eastcape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers reps. Join our free casting contest, amazing seminars, a huge raffle benefiting Rollo's Kids. Saturday, November 1st.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide. And that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, we're in the studio, just Rick and myself, talking fishing. We're going to be talking, getting your cash reports. We'll be taking callers and texts, and we'll be giving away that CalStar GG278C at the end of the show. And I'm just salivating again on that rod.
I want that thing, man. That's pretty nice. Well, hey, we mentioned at the beginning of the show, Pete just keeping those trout honest in Montana and trying to sneak one more in there before it freezes them out. But we got him on the line. We got Pete this morning. Morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Wayne, Rick. Hey, show's sounding great here from Helena, Montana. And you guys are doing a fantastic job. Appreciate you covering for us and sounding good, and really no reason for me to come home. So.
Snow will drive you home.
Yeah, there might be one reason for you to come home. It's going to be 75 degrees and sunny here today.
Yeah, that's a good point. And of course, Tackle Day is next Saturday, so we got to be there for sure.
That's right.
I'll be back Wednesday, but it's been a really great time here. I've been here since Tuesday, and I got to fish with Greg Stotesbury, who now lives here in Helena, on Wednesday on his Z-skiff. And Z-skiff is like an 18-foot boat that his son Zane put together with a friend, and so he names it the Z-Skiff, and so it's got a lot of memories and a lot of really cool stuff to fish in. But we fished upper Hauser Lake on Tuesday, because Greg had been there the day before and absolutely slayed him, and just had a phenomenal day. I mean, it was just fish after fish, indicating with small nymphs in the river in pretty shallow water. We were indicating about it was about 6-7 feet of water, but the big fish were just in there.
Actually
ended up catching probably my personal best up here in Montana. Landed. I've hooked bigger fish, but I actually landed this one. It was probably close to 6.5-7 pounds, big fat rainbow.
Wow.
And just a really amazing, just fat thing. But I don't think we had a fish under 20 inches.
No.
Yeah, it was crazy. And like I said, we had, in just a few hours of fishing, 30 plus, 35 fish, I think, something like that. And it was a little chilly in the morning. Greg said, let's get started at 8. Of course, the sun doesn't come up here till 8, right, this time of the year. Of course, that'll all change next Sunday by an hour, but it comes up at 8. And, of course, it was about, when I met Greg at his house, it was 28 degrees. So a little chilly, but actually the day warmed up as it went on, and, you know, was a high that day of 64. And like today, it's going to be about 62, 63 here. So it's cool in the mornings, but you know, warms up nice. But that's kind of all going to change on Monday. It's going to be highs in the 40s and stuff like that. But this time of the year, not a lot of precipitation, although they've already had a foot of snow here in Helena. But it the weather, it's kind of like Alaska. If you don't like the weather, wait a minute, because it changes.
Well, I was going to say, you're going to get lucky coming home when you are, because I think there's a couple of storms in the Pacific Northwest that are heading your way.
Yeah, I think so. But Helena's pretty dry, though. I mean, a lot of the storms get sucked up on the Pacific, and so a lot of those get burned out by the time they get here. So, but it's still cold. It can be cold, but this is a great time of the year to fish, because the fish start to sense the cold,
right?
And they get
hungry, they know what's coming,
right? And they know. And then so Thursday, Greg and I took my Adipose drift boat, and we drifted the Missouri River down from the dam right below up Lower Hauser to Craig, Montana, which Craig is, if you've ever seen Craig, Craig is like the center of Montana fly fishing on the Missouri River. It's amazing. You see hundreds of drift boats parked outside or even on the river and stuff, a very, very busy place. But that and the Madison Rivers are probably the two most popular rivers in this part of Montana. But so we drifted the Missouri, and it was the best day I've ever had on the Missouri.
Oh, cool, Pete.
We had the fish were biting. I mean, not a lot of big fish. You know, we had a lot of fish that were, you know, 15 to 18 inches, something like that. Mostly rainbows, a few browns, but there's a lot of big fish in the Missouri too. But we just didn't. But the good news is was biting, because it can be a very fickle river and very, very challenging to fish. And I'm still learning it. Greg's still learning it too. It's drifting the river is a totally different animal than doing the indicating on the still water on the lake.
What's the bait of choice on when you're drifting?
Well, we were fishing when we were drifting the river. We were fishing a two fish rig. We were fishing a San Juan worm and then a lower and then like a little scud or scud pattern, like a number 18 size scud. And most of the fish were on the smaller scud on the bottom. So, but it's you know, fishing 8 and 6 pound tippet and just fishing a floating line and an indicator, and also stripping too. We were stripping some leeches and getting some bites on leeches too. But it's kind of a whole new animal up here, and it's a new challenge for me, and that's kind of what I'm really into, to learn all these different fisheries up here, because it's not easy. I mean, especially the Missouri River that gets so heavily pressured. It's a very, very challenging fishery, and I'm just totally up for learning it. And just the only way to learn it, as we all know, is time on the water, right?
Got to do it.
Absolutely.
Time on the water. So, yeah, but it's definitely kind of bundle up time here. You got to you know, watch the wind. The wind blows a lot here this time of the year, and you got to watch the weather and pick your days and get out there. So, but, yeah, overall, I'm hoping to get one more day in on Tuesday. Got a lot of shutdown here at our condo here to do for the to winterize it and get it ready, because probably won't be back till April here because it's going to get cold. But But Lolly and I have been enjoying a beautiful, beautiful place that Montana is, and looking forward to hopefully get one more day in fishing out to it. However, the high on Tuesday is supposed to be 43, so it might be a little chilly.
Has that weather app been accurate for you?
I'd say that's a lot chilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just gotta I'm learning that too. Being a Southern California boy, you gotta learn a lot of different stuff up here. But anyway, that's the trout report. It's
awesome,
a great
bud.
Time of the year to be here. It's just because the fish really go on the chew. And this time of the year, as well as like the early spring, April, May, early June, really, really good time to be fishing in Montana. So anyway, that's the report from here. We'll get you guys back to, I understand fishing's fantastic down there. Looking forward to getting back there. And, of course, looking forward to seeing everybody at Tackle Day on next Saturday. But keep up the great work, Wayne. Glad you had such a great trip to Japan. Love that place. Can't wait to go back there, too. And so many good places, so little time, right?
Absolutely.
Well said. Well, great job, Pete. Glad you're having such good fishing. Congratulations on the PB up in Montana. I was so stoked when I saw that fish. Pete sent me a picture of it, and it's just a gorgeous-looking fish. But like you said, how fat it is. You know, he's got his hand underneath it, and like the fish is just spilling out on both sides. Just an awesome, awesome-looking fish, and what a cool fishery. And we're glad you're getting to experience it, buddy. Things are great down here, and we'll look forward to seeing you when you get back into town next week.
Sounds great. Hey, thanks for covering, guys. Have a great show.
Okay. Thanks, Pete. Appreciate
it.
They
had a great
course. Yeah, no doubt, man. What a fun deal that is. Well, as you can hear, lots going on, so much to talk about, fun fishing. And Wayne, why don't we jump into those phones?
Yeah, let's talk to John from Escondido. John.
What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So I'm calling to give you a fish report.
All right.
From Long Island, New York.
Okay.
On my buddy's boat, a 25-foot Osprey, and we're out here trolling for stripers. just having a great time, great show. Woke up this morning. Cindy had you guys on from last week on YouTube to show my buddy, about your show. But out here with a bunch of boats, just enjoying the day.
I love it, John. Well, that might be the longest range report we'll have for the day. That's pretty exciting. How's the striper fishing going?
A lot of boats out. We just kind of got our lines in the water. We're trolling spreader bars with worms on them.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of something that looks like an eel?
Yeah, like that. You know, it's definitely different fishing, and the tackle stores out here are different than ours. But it's very neat, and everybody's got a boat.
That's exciting. What's the weather like where you guys are at right now?
Beautiful sunny skies, just a little bit of a swell. Just really nice.
Yeah.
It's a great day. It's been very windy when we got here on Monday, but today is just an awesome day. To get out, and we come home on Monday.
How exciting! Well, that's awesome. Thanks for the report all the way to the other coast. And what's the grade of fish like that you're expecting to hopefully knock out today? What size are the stripers back there?
Hopefully maybe you get something in that 8 to 10 range.
Cool. How fun, John. Well, have a great trip. That was fun all the way on the other side, man. That's pretty exciting.
Learn how to catch them. So when you get back here, you can do it here.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, John. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We appreciate that very much. Well, we had a fun text come through as well. It says, good morning, guys, Rick and Wayne. I saw an article recently in Western Outdoor News that talked a little bit about the expanding MPAs along the coast from Swamis to Point Loma. My question, is this a new expansion? Is this part of 3030? Is it something completely different? I figured if anybody could keep us in the loop, it'd be Wayne, and that's from Roy in San Diego.
Yeah, Roy. So what's going on with that is we had a petition process a couple years ago. We went through the first round, knocked those out. We're in the position 2 bin, and they're breaking those into sub-bins. All petitions came from the user community. This isn't CDFW wanting to do it. It's not the Fish and Game Commission doing it. It is them taking the suggestions from the public or from user groups and analyzing it to see whether or not it's worth it. Now, the one caveat they gave us from the beginning was there would be no wholesale expansion of MPAs, and we're trying to hold them to that. If there were going to be minor boundary changes to line up to make it easier for law enforcement, to give you a better line of sight, and those kind of things, those were acceptable, but no wholesale changes. So all of these petitions for Point Loma or going up the coast to Laguna Beach, they should have been rejected, and that's what we're hoping, that they don't change the procedure, policy, and rules of engagement that they gave us from the beginning. So groups like CCA and SAC are so important to keep the fight up to keep the pressure on them and hold them accountable to not do those wholesale changes. And that's what's going on. It'll continue through next year.
There it is. Hey, appreciate that very much, Roy. And like said, Wayne, it's something that is on the horizon that continues to fight, and that's why we're so lucky to have the CCAs and the SACs and everybody that has our back out there. And it's not just going to go away. We can't ignore it and think that it won't be a thing. No matter how ridiculous it may seem in your mind, it's not going
to
go away.
You have to be careful because they'll pick away at us slowly. They're doing it on the wildlife side even more than on the marine side, where they're taking an individual plant, an individual amphibian, reptile, bug, this or that, and they're making them endangered. And you don't know they're doing it, but they're very good at what they do, creating these petitions and getting them filled out and getting them authorized.
Right.
So, like, you can't go and just dig up any plant anymore or go out someplace. You don't know you're trampling on something or taking something.
Right.
You know, but the incidental side of it is if you get caught, you're going to get, you know, fined. So what we're trying to do on the marine side is stay very vigilant on it so that they don't do that to us, right? They came after us on grunion at one point, California halibut. They tried to do they're doing the striper, which we just got a favorable thing. They were trying to do a slot limit on it, and we got that pushed down. They're not going to do it, so there's no upper size limit. But, I mean, all around, we just have to keep fighting. They just combined sunset and vermilion into one bucket because there was people misidentifying fish. But then we also got Quillback opened back up and the depth restriction in central and northern California. So that was a win for us that they said the science wasn't right, and we got our favorable, you know, ruling on that at the Pacific
awesome.
Fisheries Management Council. And then Fish and Game did the same thing on the state side.
Excellent. Hey, well, Roy, again, appreciate the text very much. We're going to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report today, sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. And did you know Summit's also the spot where you can get killer snacks and frozen bait, as well as fresh-made sandwiches, fresh-made salads. They have over 40 snacks for just 89 cents. Ice at nearly half the price of the others. It's only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. You can get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill at Summit Gasoline. Ice for all of our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We got the man, Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing, is on the line. Good morning, Marcos.
Morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Excellent.
Hey, buddy.
Well, fishing kind of rolling on here. You know, it's kind of a continuation of what we've had for the last, 5-6 months here. Good fishing all around, those half days. Fortunately, we didn't see any more bluefin on those half days, you know, but there's still some pretty good fishing in there on the rockfish. When they're fishing shallow, still seeing calico bass, some other limited bottom fish on there. Like we know, you know, the change a bit here where you can't catch a lot of that fish inshore there, but definitely still some options there. San Diego, Sea Watch, other full-day trips still going out there, still catching bluefin and yellowfin, actually some yellowtail in the mix there, and a little hit or miss on those full days, which, again, it's bluefin fishing on the full days, and I know we've gotten kind of spoiled on that, but lots of fish out there. Some days really great, little days a little tougher there. Those day and a half, though, very good fishing here with the bluefin, yellowfin, and yellowtail. Just great fishing overall there, and we're rolling up on November here. The fishing's still going, so check the website, c4flanning.com. Got that full schedule up there for those half days, the full days, the one days, day and a half, the longer's there, some longer trips sneaking in. You can make your reservations online. Give us a call at the office. 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person. Love to talk to you guys, get you out on the boat there. And one other thing coming up here, we've got, you know, whale watching trips. Some of you guys might just can't stay away from the water. You have some people in town that want to get on the water.
Totally.
Some great whale watching right now. They've seen some humpbacks. And actually, next weekend, they're running a new trip. They're doing, I believe it's an 8-to-5 offshore trip going around looking there, a little longer whale watching trip. So lots of options, again, all on the website there. And I'd love to get you guys out on the water.
It's the time to do it, and boy, you said it already. I'm gonna say it again. This is the time of year that reservations are king. You know, gotta have enough, gotta know the boat's going. A couple reservations sees a couple more guys going, and that's what makes it happen. And there's way too good a fishing to hang it up yet. It's still time. Marcos, a great report as always, buddy. Appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thank
All
you.
Right. Hey, and that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Bros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. more same-day capacity, and the finest customer service, stop by the location at Old Town on Taylor Street, or check fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. Hey, and when we come back, we're going to take more callers and texters and talk more fishing. And one lucky caller or texter is going to get that brand new CalStar at the end of the show. Make sure the texters put your name and phone number in there. And when we come back, we'll be on 97.3 The Fan, Let's Talk Hookup app, and YouTube and Facebook Live.
Saturday, November 1st is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle to benefit Rollo's kids, great deals on tackle, and top tackle manufacturers like AFTCO. Save huge on AFTCO psychofluorocarbon, clothing, gaffs, tackle bags, fillet knives, belts, harnesses, and more. It's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Saturday, November 1st.
If you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stadiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cate and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Lobster season is here, and success starts with the right gear. And no one does it better than Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar's Ambush Series hoop nets and accessories are trusted by the most dedicated lobster fishermen on the coast. If you're a serious lobster fisherman or a beginner, Promar makes the gear and shares the information you need to be successful on the water. Promar, the name behind more lobster limits than any other. Visit PromarIHE.com to gear up today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, we're having a good time here talking fishing, taking callers, texters, and catching the catch report from Marcos. What do you say? Are we going to get back onto the phones?
Yeah, it's very busy. I know we got Dave Dolan standing by. He's going to tell us about that great Liberty trip. But while we're still on the fan, we have the option. Let's grab another phone call.
Let's do John in Huntington Beach. John in Huntington Beach.
What's up, John? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I've got a couple questions for Rick. What's the best outfit for like a smaller child, a 3 to 5 year old, to use out in like, in the bays, for saltwater fishing? And then for Wayne, what was your favorite meal in Japan? And did you climb Mount Fuji when you were out there?
Well, right off the bat, I did not climb Mount Fuji. We had a little bit of weather that came through and Fuji was under clouds most of the time while we were there. And right when we left, the day after we left this week, they got snow on Fuji. So we kind of missed that one. My favorite food, boy, that's a hard one because we ate everything there. But the Kobe and Wagyu beef is phenomenal, just phenomenal. Melt in your mouth. They have this one dish where they make it into a cutlet. They slice it up, and then you have these little cerno with a tile on top, and you get to sear it at the table by yourself. And everybody gets their own cutlets, and that was the best. absolutely the best.
That's so cool.
It just you drool over that one. It was so good. You wanted to go back every day and just eat that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, in terms of a rod and reel for a little guy, I can say I definitely do have some experience with that right now. And for us, like, we chose to try to get Wyatt as comfortable with spinning tackle as early in the game as we could. We for sure started out as every kid could and should with the Spider-Man, Snoopy, push button, whatever it might be. And both the boys still play with those in the house all the time, like their toys. But we tried as quickly as we could to get him comfortable at turning the handle with spinning tackle, just knowing that that's going to maybe help a little bit down the line when it comes to being comfortable, efficient, as he becomes a little more familiar with it. But we tried to keep the rod length relatively short. Basically just took a couple of the rod builders are such good buds and so excited when we had kids that they wanted to make something up for Wyatt. So he's just got it's probably a 5.5 or maybe a 6-foot spinning rod that has relatively short grips to it. And you could modify any rod off the rack, but the rear grip is just a little shorter than what yours and I's rod would be, so it fits his hands a little bit better. And then we just picked an inexpensive Shimano spinning reel, something like a Sedona, that is nice enough that it's still certainly going to work for catching a halibut and he'll be able to grow into it, but also not so nice that if it gets dunked or if it gets drugged through the dirt or if it gets pulled through the grass, which it has happened a bunch of times already, it's not so expensive that we're worried about it too much or anything. So anyways, I think something like that is as soon as they're comfortable with holding a fishing rod and turning the handle, try to maybe make the switch from push button to spinning just to allow them to start to develop that a little bit more. I don't know if that's the right call or not, but that's the move we made with Wyatt, and so far so good, and he's becoming pretty proficient using his spinning gear. So anyways, I hope that helps some. Hey, we don't want to let time sneak away from us. We got the man, Dave Dolan, is on the line right now. And Dave was the host of our Let's Talk Hookup trip on board the Liberty. Dave, good morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. Enjoying the show there. Yes, we did that Liberty trip this week. So first off, we had excellent conditions out there. Just the water was flat, barely any wind. It was shorts and T-shirt weather the whole time out there. Well, the trip started out, we got out there in the evening, and we got the job done on the first night. We limited out the boat on bluefin tuna.
Nice.
Yeah, there was only a handful of the bigger quality fish, the 80 to 100 pounders, but it was just a steady bite on the 15 to 20 pound fish. Almost everything was caught on your smaller profile, heavy jigs, and well, it was just wide open crazy out there when it was on. But I do want to emphasize, it was all night fishing, pretty much like 10 till 4 in the morning, but we got the job done on the bluefin. Spent the next day, we went out to some spots. We caught a lot of the quality reds. That came up pretty good. And then we got a handful of ling cod, and so we got the full menu out there. Got a few yellowtail in the mix there too.
Nice.
And as far as tell me it was October out there too. It was just such nice conditions. Can't say enough about the boat, the Liberty. I've done this trip for several years, and I always know what to expect as far as the standard. You know, the cleanliness of the boat, the crew, everything just worked out well. And to top it off, well, I had my fish done there at Fisherman's Processing. When we got back in the morning, fish went over there, and we were out of there at 9:30 with all our fish cut up and back in field.
Good for you, dude. What a cool deal. Well, it certainly sounds like a great one. I know that it was good weather, and I had a bud tell me how great the trip was, and he was one of the lucky guys, got one of those real big ones, got a 100-pounder, and it just sounds like it was everything that the Liberty always is. Great crew, good food, and excellent fishing, and, man, we're so stoked you guys had such a good trip, Dave.
We sure did.
Awesome. Well, a freezer full of tuna, and that's not a bad thing come late October. And still certainly opportunity to get out there. You know, we're running into that thing that we do where we start to run out of fishermen before we run out of fish. And I think, Dave, you could echo the word. It's sure not over yet, is it?
That's right. You know, anybody, you know, you put your stuff away, you know, too early. I've always found that, you know, this late September, October, it's always been my favorite time of year to get out there. Just enjoyed it. So much.
Flat, calm, and good fishing and biting fish. Well, great job. Appreciate it. I know there was a lot of great giveaways on the trip. Gamakatsu sponsored, and there was some cool swag by all the different sponsors. So, again, a great job hosting for us, Dave. I'm glad you guys had such a fun one, and glad you experienced such good fishing.
Yeah, so I want to throw in, too, the grand prize on that trip was a pair of Costa sunglasses, too.
Very lucky angler. Awesome. All right, buddy. Well, a great job. Thanks for hosting such a good one, and enjoy the sashimi while the rest of us are jealous you guys got to go out on another great late-season trip.
Yes, we had a great one there. Hats off to Taro and crew.
Yep, well said. Okay, buddy, appreciate it very much, Dave. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Boy, some good fishing going on, and it drives me crazy. It drives me crazy to see the lack of reservations that start to happen this year. You know, I mean, that's great fishing. And, you know, like he said, all of their fishing was at night. That's different than how the nighttime fishing was at the beginning of the year. Like, all their fishing was at night because they got finished before the daytime even rolled around. You know?
Right.
Yeah, it's some good fish, good late season fish to be had right now, Wayne.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, well, we're about ready to come off the stand right now at the 8 o'clock hour. This is Let's Talk Hookup, and we're going to be on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. And thank you to 97.3 The Fan. This is Southern California's fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup.
Enter into fall. Powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Fall into Savings sales event. From now until December 8, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit for 150 to 450 horsepower outboards. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboard and receive up to $700 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 8, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24 or 36-month Yamaha extended service contracts added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Saltus, Saltiga, and the entire electric reel lineup. A fantastic offer on the Proteus rods and SK jigs, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 1st.
Power your boat with Norsk Lithium. The ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech Onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.